Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you would access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
And of every living thing, 2 of every sort shall you bring into the ark, male and female.
4.
Save them from the coming
3.
Armageddon. All the wild
2.
Beasts shall be in your keeping.
1.
2 of every species from the beginning of time.
in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. We believe in miracles. Hallelujah. Be seated. Thank you. To be in a church with life is living. To be in a church with death is dying. Sometimes, pastors like Moses are not too common. Pastors like Joshua, who can say to the son, stand there till I finish my message. They are not very common. Pastors who believe in miracles is what the church needs today. When you read about Jesus, you are hearing his word when you read the Bible. When a preacher like me or any of us stand up and open the Bible and say, turn to Matthew chapter 4, turn to Luke chapter 4, turn to John 3:16. All we are telling you from the scripture is what Jesus would have said if he's standing physically. Did anybody hear what I'm saying? My statement tonight is this. If Jesus were here in physical form, and you say, welcome Jesus, and this is he, what he will say to Dr. Peter Lineker tonight will be, you look nice. You look good. Words that come out of Jesus' mouth are words of encouragement. He met a woman that was caught in the act of adultery. Jesus wasn't the one that caught him, her. Men caught her and brought her to him. And Jesus looked at her. The men had stones in their hand to stone her to death for committing adultery. And Jesus, they said to Jesus, see, this woman, she's rotten. We caught her in the very act of adultery. And Jesus said, lovely. Thank you. You caught her. You haven't come to tell me you prayed for her. You have not come to tell me you asked her to confess her sin. You are catchers of sinners. Who is the actor in the act? Thank God you didn't hear that English. You who caught her, who was the actor? Because you caught her in the act. Which among you men was the one having adultery with her? Because if you caught her in the very act, somebody was acting. Who among you? And they say, we are not the one. It is easy to show sinners how they sin. God is not looking for sin pointers. God is looking for sin forgivers. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. I show you your sin, but Jesus take it from you. Who will you follow if you were a man? A sin shower or a sin taker? I didn't hear you. Talk back to me. Whom will you follow? The man who tells you how bad you are, the man who says, you are bad, but I will repair you. Whom will you follow? The man who can repair your life. Yes or no? Yes. That's it. That's the person you should follow. If Jesus were standing here tonight, he would say, Dr. Peter, you've never been as handsome as this. You're so lovely. Thank God for your wife. She must have been the one who chose this type for you. Jesus would talk like that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Jesus shows the way out of darkness. He doesn't put people in darkness. He sees the worst sinner, he helps him out of sin. He sees the man very sick. When I was preaching, I began to look at the act of Jesus, the action of Christ. For example, they came to call him and said, the man whom thou love is dead, is sick. First, he's sick. Come and heal him, which is easy. Come and heal him is easier than come and raise him. Do you believe that? He said, tell them I'm coming. Day one, he didn't come. Day two, he didn't come. Day three, he didn't come. Day four, he rose up from where he was preaching. He said, let's go wake him up. He's sleeping. No pastor talk like that today. Pastor sent condolence card. Jesus wake the dead up. Can I hear you say hallelujah? The disciples, if he's sleeping, there's no need to trouble him. Let him rest in peace. Jesus said, in your language, it means he's dead. Let's go and wake him up. Let's raise him up. How to say, don't forget that people hate you. They will kill you if you go there. They have said they are going to kill you this week. I don't want to be part of assassination team. He said, let's go. There are 12 hours in the day. Light, 24 hours. Light, 12. Darkness, 12. Let's go and wake him up. And they followed him gradually. When he got to the gate of the city, here came Mary in tears. Oh, Lord, you disappointed me. You didn't come. My brother is dead. Now he's buried. Oh, God, look at what you did. I gave you food. I gave you water. Now I have need. You didn't come. If they were here, my brother would not have died. And Jesus said, no problem. Did he really die? He said, he's stinking. It's all right. Let's go. Go show me where he's buried. And they followed. Very close to the house. Here came Martha, the woman who always spent all her hours in the kitchen. She came. Lord, if thou were here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, that's not the problem. I'm resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, even though he were dead, yet shall he live. The question is, do you believe? And I'm asking everybody tonight, do you believe? Yes. I'm not asking you whether you came to church. Do you believe? Yes. She said, I know he will rise on the resurrection morning when the dead in Christ shall rise. Jesus said, not that time, but today. I'm going to raise him up today. And he asked the most astonishing question that is not being asked in the church today, including me. I don't ask the question. Where do you bury him, you who have the gift of burying the dead? And they said, it's in the sepulchre, very close. Let's go and see. They followed him. I said, he said, right? Is that where you buried him? Listen to the question. Where did you bury him? Show me where you buried him. Not where I should bury him. The question is, where did you bury him? Jesus will give you a question to challenge your faith. To see how you will answer. Where did you bury him? They say, see, it's okay. Take away the stone. That's job number one. They took away the stone. Listen, I preached that message here before. And Jesus, the Bible says, lifted his head up. Take away the stone. They took away the stone. Instead of Jesus looking at the grave, he looked up. He said, Father, thank you. Everybody say that. You heard me already. Say that. Father, thank you. You've heard me already. How can someone be in the grave and you are thanking the Father for hearing you already? That's what he wants to say. He said, not because of me, but because of these hundreds of people that are here in Penel Miracle Center tonight. Glorify your name in our midst and show your power. Because when there's no miracle, no Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said, thank you. Then he looked down. He looked up first before he looked down. He saw his Father first before he looked at the grave. Then he now looked at the grave and said, the stone is away. Lazarus, come forth! All the elders in the church, all the deacons, all the associates, come where? Mary had already said, he's stinking. And Jesus said, that's why I'm going there. He's rotting. I'm socializing in rotting situation. Just in case you are rotting tonight and you are in rotting situation, here comes Jesus to tell you, come out.
Amen.
I say, come out.
Amen.
No matter how rotten your situation is, in business, in marriage, in home, in education, in situation, there's a razor of the rotten situation. He's here tonight.
Amen.
Come forth. And the Bible says, and he that was dead, say that everybody. English of the Bible is confusing. How can he die and was dead? If he was dead, he was dead. He's not dead. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and feet. In history, in medicine, in education, in science, you can't come out bound hand and feet. I hope you are hearing what I'm saying. Johnson, are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are dead and you are tied, your hands tied, your feet tied, You can't come forth unless somebody bring you forth. A power beyond man's understanding. Makahokoso. A power beyond. A power beneath the grave. When Jesus said, come forth, there was a force at the comfort is comfort. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Comfort, comfort. That force just said, Lazarus, we've lost you. Go! Comfort! Go, Lazarus! Your master is calling you. That man has come here again to disturb us. We have held you for 4 days. Think of it. Decompose, the Bible said. Smelling, the Bible said. Rotting, the Bible said. How can he decompose? How can he be rotting? How can he be smelling and come forth? The man whom you cannot ask questions is the one who told him to come out. Amen. You say, my hair have left my head. That's prosperity. You say, I don't know what to do. That's why you are here. The man who knows what to do is present tonight. Respond, please say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, I'm very down. The man lower than where you are in the bottom. No pit is too deep that God's hand is not beneath. And no height is so high to catch up with the Most High. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
They threw him up, bar! And suddenly, I can't explain it, but imagine it. I'm only asking you to imagine it. Bound, tied, leg, hands, face, bandage, stood up. And Jesus said, it's okay. You're out already. You who tie him, loose him and let him go. It's not enough to get out of the grave. You better be loose and go.
Amen.
Is somebody hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
If you come out of the grave, that's step one. Be loose to go. If you are born again, that's nice. Be loose to go. If you are healed, nice. But be loose to go. Don't come out of the grave and behave gravy. Thank you. Don't act like a man that is still in the grave. Tell all who tied your faith down to lose you and let you go. They lose him. And guess what happened? Jesus preached in Bethany for 3 years with only 3 converts. But when Lazarus got up, 42,000 people gave their life to Jesus. One miracle would discomfort all your enemies. If you preach signs and wonder, you don't steal converts, you make converts. Nobody will fight you and say, you took my, all my members are now in your church. No, they told me that in 1974, a preacher in my city. He said, now that you are stealing all my members, I'm going to blackmail you. As if you blackmail me, God will whitemail me. You do your part. He said, I will kill you. I said, you can't do that. That's only where you have no authority. He came to my house. He said, Benson, I've told you, now that all my choir are now your choir, my members are now your members, and I warn you, you refuse, I'm going to kill you. I said, brother, I will attend your funeral service. I said, brother, I will attend your funeral service. I told him, it's very dangerous to tell me you will kill me because I have a consuming fire, God. I don't say, you don't tell me I will kill you, then I look for people to go and beg you. I can't do that. If you tell me you kill me, I tell you I bury you. And if need be, heaven will intervene. Somebody say hallelujah. I told him, and you guess what? I was going to travel the day ahead he died. I postponed my trip to attend his funeral. Don't tell anybody who wants to kill you, I'm sorry. If he say he wants to kill you, tell him you attend his funeral. And I went for the wakekeeping. Everybody said, Idahosa is here, Idahosa is here. Oh yes, I'm here. I did all I can do for 20 years to go close to him. He put a bridge. He put wall there. I built bridge, he destroyed. I built bridge, he destroyed. Every month he would put my name in paper. CIA. And pressmen will come to me. Are you really CIA? I say, yes. Christian International Ambassador. I am. They say, how much do they pay you? I say, free offering.
I get free offering. No, we want to know the truth. Are you really a seer? I say, I am. Because if I tell you I'm not, you are not going to believe. So I am. I am. You are a CIA, sure. How can he pay me? America doesn't have the money I need. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, not from abroad. Somebody hear what I'm saying tonight, say hallelujah. I prefer to be a beggar, not a beggar. I prefer you think I'm rich than to show you I'm poor. If you see me dressed like this, you know I have no cash in my pocket. That's better for me than for me to dress like rag. So you can say very poor. God forbid. Jesus took all my burdens away. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Loose him and let him go. And they lose him and he went. Today, who is God looking for? Losers of the bound, raisers of the dead, healers of the sick, joy makers. Don't say I'm not a pastor. Let somebody sitting near you in the choir be very happy that he's sitting near you every time. The way you behave, the smile from your face. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? I used to have friends that have 6 o'clock every evening. Every day they have 6 o'clock face. I try to make it 11:45. Because you go to heaven earlier when you are not smiling. It takes 2,800 nerves to be angry. It takes only 54 to smile. Why not you take 54? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when you are tense, your whole blood shrinks. You are sick suddenly because you are not happy. And you live longer when you are happy. When you see a man like this come, I'm alive! He's telling you whom he is. He's not telling you you. I don't know whether I make sense to you. If you hear him say, I'm alive, he's not telling you are alive. He say, ah. So if you want to be like me, be alive. You say, I don't like him. It doesn't do anything to him. It's you who doesn't like him. He likes himself. God made us in his image and his likeness. Somebody say, God likes me. That's Genesis. God made you in his image and likeness. And if God likes you, who the rest of people can knock their head to the wall. Doesn't matter. You say, the reason they don't like me is because I'm low, I'm short. No. For short people, Jesus said, Lord, I'm with you always. Thank you. Clap it very well. Clap your hand. They didn't hear it in Benjamin. All short people. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 28, lo, I'm with you always. Jesus, if you refuse to be tall, I come near you on the floor. Turn with me tonight to Exodus. Exodus. Chapter 4. Verse 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my God, O my Lord, O my Lord, I'm not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I'm slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who had made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind, have not I the Lord? Now, therefore, go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord,
Send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall say. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people. And he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. Say with me, take rod. Say it. In thy hand. Use it for signs. Carry your Bible. Take the rod. Say it, everybody. In your hand. And begin to do signs. Say it loud. Take the rod in your hand. And begin to do signs. Was Moses in the Bible school? No. In chapter 3, verse 1, you are told that he was just watching over a sheep. His father-in-law's sheep, Jethro. That's where God called him and said, Moses, in chapter 3, from verse 1 to 16, you see how God told him, Moses, you have been carrying this rod for a long time. You don't even know what's inside and you don't know what to do with it. That's how many Christians are carrying Bible. Copeland is coming to London. Hallelujah. Then he sing, Majesty, worship his majesty. You begin to cry. When he leaves, the tears are over. Then God brings Dr. Cerullo to London. Cerullo is coming. Praise God. The Lord asked me to win 1 billion souls. You say, oh, Cerullo, praise God. 1 billion souls. He leaves. Next month, Billy Graham is coming. Hallelujah. Billy Graham, for God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten son. This is a man of integrity, I'm telling you now. 52 years, 4 years after I was born, he started preaching. He's still preaching with dignity and respect. He makes what I call half of the stadium give their life to Christ. You close your Bible again until you hear Osborne is coming. You have never asked yourself, why is it that the Bible is real when other people ask me to open it? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. I hope you are hearing what I'm saying. Yes. Then after 2 weeks time, Idahosa is coming. He may ask me offering today. And you know I'm going to do that. Because I can never cease to respond to your prayer. When you say he's going to ask me offering, I'm going to ask you because you already prayed. If you have shut your mouth, I wouldn't ask for offering. But because you say he's going to ask, I will ask you. But it's not the offering that keeps me alive. It's the word. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? The word of God has kept me 56 years and has kept me in the ministry 35 years and 9 months. There's power in the word of God. God said there's something in your hand. It's for surprises. It's for surprises. He's to do signs. Say, do. The Bible is not just carry it. He do with it. For the sick is a healing. For the bound is a loser. For the weak is strength. For the hungry is food. For those that are chained, there's a losing power inside it. For the dead is resurrection. Somebody say, hallelujah. Take the rod in your hand. With it, do signs. And Moses said, truly, let's see what Moses said. Verse 17. Let's read it together. Are you there? And thou shalt take. What did he say you should do? Excuse me. Do what? I said, do what? Look at simple mathematics. Thou shalt take this rod in thy hand. It's already there. Take it. If you don't open this Bible, it will be a black book. But if you take it and open it, it becomes science book. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Take it in thy hand. Wherewith thou shalt do signs. Verse 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh. Say wonders.
Wonders.
Talk back to me. Say wonders.
Wonders.
Aren't you tired of wondering? I say, are you not tired of wondering?
Yes.
Only when a preacher is coming to town, you hold your Bible. When I finish preaching, you say, Idausa said this. Sarulo says this. Osborne says this. Copeland says this. Billy Graham says this. What has God said? Because if all of us say what we want to say, right or wrong, what has God said? Because if God says nothing, you have wasted your time. No matter who preach, whether they preach with fire and brimstone, if you don't believe it, there shall be no signs. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I was in Kenya, 1974. That's where God first brought Graham Bunky to my crusade. 12,000 people jammed the Jomo Kenyatta Center. A woman who had been in my crusade at Kamkuji ground, 250,000 people every night. Blind saw, lame walk, deaf head. I didn't lay hand on anybody. The last day of the crusade, I announced, Colin, I said, tomorrow at the Jomo Kenyatta Center, I'm going to address all preachers and lay workers and teachers and believers. She told the taxi driver, say, I'm going. The taxi driver said, they are talking of pastors. He said, I'll become one.
you can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the donate subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now, and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America, or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preachers' pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book, and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed. Shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your word. I love you, and God truly bless you.